Well, Stars and Stripes Forever this morning as we enter into the 4th of July holiday weekend, and people have a lot of plans, things going on. Many people maybe are traveling. Where are they going for this 4th of July weekend? Well, to help us with that destination is Stephanie Oswald from Travel Girl Magazine. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for sharing time with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy to be here. And yeah, you know, anytime the 4th of July creates a long weekend, it means getaways, it means reunions, a wonderful time to feel patriotic and get out and celebrate with a long weekend.
And maybe some people are trying to think of some sort of maybe historic trip or maybe something patriotic. What kind of things maybe do you have planned for us, or maybe just a getaway to some place where it looks like there's a sun in Northeast Ohio here? We've yet to see too much of our sunshine. Where are people traveling for this 4th?
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, there's a few things happening, and I will tell you right there in Cleveland, check out the website thisiscleveland.com. They have all kinds of things happening, and I love it. The theme is Oh Say Can You Cle instead of Oh Say Can You See. And there's a wonderful arts fest, the Boston Milk Arts Fest, happening this weekend as well. I think it started last weekend. So that's something to check out. But if you want to get on the road, there are some very cool things happening across the country. If you're into history and you want to find something very patriotic, Cooperstown, New York is doing a reenactment. They're reading the Declaration of Independence on the historic Village Green on 4th of July afternoon, which that can be really something exciting, especially for families. Great to get the kids out there. Also, other military things happening, wonderful flyovers, military flyovers in Myrtle Beach. They're doing 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can be on the beach and see this amazing military flyover that's going to be happening. There's also a boat parade, which, you know, I love 4th of July. It's not 4th of July without a parade. And if you've done the traditional down-the-street parades, maybe it's time to check out a boat parade like the one they're going to have in Myrtle Beach. So that's another great option. But really, the big cities, the beaches, the small towns, however you do it, it's a great time to be patriotic.
And you should be sure to pack away some red, white, and blue clothing so you can join in on a lot of that fun, I suppose.
Absolutely. Get the streamers out. I've even seen some people dress up their cars for the road trip with red, white, and blue stickers, and that's the kind of thing, too, for kids. Getting them some streamers, reminding them you want to be really safe when it comes to fireworks, so depending on where you're traveling, you know, maybe some sparklers, but always especially look out for the little ones. But it's a really fun time to make it exciting to be patriotic. And something else you want to do, look for some deals. There are a lot of being patriotic is a positive thing, and because of that, a lot of destinations and hotel chains have discounts for military families. So if you are a military family and you're going to be hitting the road, look for some deals. For example, Homewood Suites by Hilton honors our nation's military families with giving them 15% off the best rates, and you can get that by putting in the code MFR if you're booking online, and then you just have to show your military ID at check-in. And, you know, that's a discount that is well-deserved.
We are talking today with Stephanie Oswald from Travel Girl Magazine. She's the editor-in-chief. You know, there's going to be a lot of people on the road. You know, when you travel with everybody else, you got to be patient. You got to sort of relax. Sort of, how do you take the edge off of maybe what could be kind of, you know, traffic central out there on the roadways?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bruce. Number one, do not be tired when you are traveling. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to hit the road Thursday night, I have Friday off. If you're exhausted, wait until Friday morning. Get a good night's rest. If you've got more than one adult driver in the car, plan to do shifts, because a lot of people say, I'm just going to get in the road and go. But be smart about it, because there are more people on the road. You want to be safe. And then something else, another tip, Bruce, use social media for safety. For example, here in New Orleans, where I'm based, we have a whole emergency plan for hurricane season. And it's something that also comes into action even during any kind of a big emergency. So we encourage visitors or locals to sign up for our Get NOLA Ready alerts. And that's a matter of following them on Twitter. But pretty much any destination you go to, find their tourism board website and follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook. That way you can get alerts sent to your phone, and you'll also know if something really important is happening that you need to know about.
If you're traveling this holiday weekend, or maybe you've decided to schedule beyond that, do you save better if you're not traveling with everybody else over a holiday, or does it not really matter during the summertime?
Well, Bruce, it really really matters, especially when you're flying, if you can be a little bit more flexible. And that can be done in two different ways. One, with timing. So if you're okay taking that late night flight, or taking the early morning flight before everybody else wants to get out of bed, it's going to help you to be flexible to get the deals. The other thing you can do is choose alternate airports. Perhaps you can save a few hundred dollars by traveling to an airport that's a little bit further away. When people go to New York, they've got JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, but there's also White Plains or Stewart Airport Base in Newburgh. So looking at all of those options, and one way that you can juggle all of that is to work with a travel agent. We still have travel agents, and they can be the ones that can help you save a lot of money, especially if you're a family traveling.
Where are these travel agents? How do you find the travel agent?
The American Society of Travel Agents, ASTA, has a website, asta.org, and you can go there and plug in your zip code, and it will give you a list of travel agents. But also a really great way to do it is to ask, word of mouth. Ask your friends, have you used a great travel agent? Or if your company, the business you work for, has a corporate travel department, ask them to recommend someone, because sometimes they have a leisure branch, and that can also help you. And sometimes you even get a deal using the leisure branch of your company's corporate travel arm.
Okay. Well, the key to that is always ask. You can always ask questions.
Yes,
you can find
again,
deals.
Always ask. Ask for those discounts. Go online, do your research. When you go to those tourism board websites, you're also going to find printable coupons that can save you a lot of money, nickels and dimes, but they all add up. Going to destinations, for example, if you go to Myrtle Beach, if you go to visitmyrtlebeach.com, it's a great website, great example of a place to find discounts, because they're going to tell you discounted rates at hotels. There are going to be coupons that you can print out. You can get deals at restaurants. You can get deals at the mini golf courses. And also, just to keep yourself up to date in terms of weather and road closures and festivals that are happening, most websites for tourism boards have a list of free things to do or the best things to do for kids. And those are the types of things you want to look up before you go, print them out, have them with you. So it's handy. You've done your research. You can just go and enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, so we can at least prepare, or at least you can kind of be, get there in line and line up first for whatever fun event, the parade. You want to get a good seat for the parade if you're going to show up for something over the holiday weekend. Our guest today, Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. If people want to find out more of the things you've been talking about, where's a good place to check it out, Stephanie?
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, you can always check out our website, travelgirlinc.com, travelgirlinc.com. If you're thinking about heading to the beach and you want to check out that boat parade or more, visit myrtlebeach.com is their website. If you want to look for that military discount and check out more than 360 locations across the country for Homewood Suites, they're the ones giving that 15% discount to military families. Their website is homewoodsuites.com. And also, remember, get on social media and follow me on Twitter at TravelGirlSteph, TravelGirlSTEPH. And also, any destination or attraction, even the hotel chains, the airlines, follow them on Twitter, too, because you'll stay up to date and you'll have a better vacation because of it.
Yep, it's the long weekend. Everybody's getting out there doing something, and it's a good chance to have some fun for the holiday weekend. Stephanie, thanks for sharing the details with us, and have a good 4th of July. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too, Bruce. Take care.
Stephanie Oswald joining us this morning, Travel Girl.